Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, December 2nd, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody. I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving last Thursday. And no, we did not have a call on Thursday night, which I told you Tuesday we would not have a call on Thursday unless we had numbers, which we did not have and still do not have. But I'll talk more about that in my segment. So welcome, everybody, to the big call again tonight. Thank you for coming, and we're glad everyone's here. So let's do this. Before we go to Sue for a teaching, which should be wonderful, like they all are, and we get to comment on them and have fun with them, let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to our beloved Sue. All right. Lord God, just thank you so much that we can have a little fun on the call, pre-recording, and if you didn't hear it, you just lose out. That's all there is to it. But anyway, thank you for everything that you have for us, everything that is coming to us in the way of what we refer to as the blessing. Thank you for our Thanksgiving time with family and friends. And Lord God, thank you for all that you're doing in our lives right now, behind the scenes. We can't see everything, but we have a glimpse as to what is coming our way. Thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, special time of the week for Bob, me, and you, and all of Big Call Universe.
Such a wonderful, I'm really right in this moment aware of the privilege to be able to speak this to everyone and share it with everyone from, God's heart to all of our hearts together. And I'm going to dedicate this to Kitty Cat Fun.
Kitty Cat Fun. Oh, boy, I love that.
Kitty Cat Fun. Everybody having kitty cat fun. And I can see people smiling all over the place with that one.
Yeah.
This is called An Encounter with God. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is his actual presence upon us for ministry. The purpose of anointing is to make the supernatural natural. God's covenant promise, I will be with you, has always been linked to mankind's need for courage to face the impossible. There is no question that the presence of God is what brings us great comfort and peace. But the presence of God was always promised to his chosen ones to give them assurance in the face of less than favorable circumstances. He is the great treasure of mankind. He always will be. It is this revelation that enabled the revolutionary exploits of the Apostle Paul. It's what strengthened a king named David to risk his life in order to transform the system of sacrifice and worship. Moses needed this assurance as the man who was sent to face Pharaoh and his demon-possessed magicians. They all needed incredible confidence to fulfill their callings. Joshua was faced with filling the big shoes of Moses, who was the man with whom God talked face to face. And now Joshua was to lead Israel to where Moses was unable to go himself. God's word to him was one of the great encouragements and exhortations. It ends with the ultimate promise, I will be with you. Gideon was always given an impossible task. He was the least of his family, which was the least of his tribe, which was the least in Israel. Yet God had chosen him to lead Israel into victory against the Midianites. His encounter is one of the most interesting recorded in Scripture. Many a fearful person has taken comfort in Gideon's turn-around experience. God initiated his transformation with the promise, "I will be with you." The Great Commission provides more interesting reading for those who remember what kind of men God was giving his charge to. Greedy, prideful, angry, and self-centered. Yet Jesus called them to change the world. What was the one word of assurance that he gave them before departing from sight? "I will be with you always." We know that such a promise is given to everyone who calls on the name of the Lord for salvation. But why do some walk with a greater sense of God's presence than others? Some people place high value on the presence of God, and others don't. The ones who do enjoy fellowship throughout these days in the Holy Spirit are extremely conscious of how he feels about their words, attitudes, and activities. The thought of grieving him brings great sorrow. Let their passion to give him preeminence in everything. That passion brings the believer into a supernatural life, one with constant activity of the Holy Spirit working through them. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I love that. That was really a beautiful teaching. And, you know, the common theme that ran all the way through it was, "I will be with you always, even unto the ends of the earth." And it was like, you know, that assurance that we have in Christ, that the Holy Spirit that Jesus gave us when he ascended to heaven, he told his disciples, "It is better for me to go. It is better for you that I go now." Because until he went, he was not able to send the Holy Spirit to the disciples and have basically the apostles receive the Holy Spirit as tongues of fire over their heads when they were in the upper room. So what it was, God said, "I cannot give you this until I leave," until he goes and to be with the Father. And then the Holy Spirit came down as tongues of fire on top of everyone as they received and they spoke in unknown tongues and unknown languages. And everyone understood, even though it was not their own language. Must have been a phenomenal time. I would have really enjoyed that. But what God did with that, "I will be with you always," the Holy Spirit, if we've received Christ and we are his believers, then we become disciples of Christ, not just believers, but disciplined and discipled in the things of God, then we have that Holy Spirit on the inside of us that has quickened our spirit or made alive our spirit as we live our lives and have our being. But that's where the kingdom of God is within us, if the Holy Spirit or the Spirit inside of us is made alive to the things of God. If it's not made alive through Jesus Christ, then we don't have the kingdom within us. We can only have it if God puts the kingdom inside of us in the manner of the Holy Spirit. That's where the real value is. I love that teaching, Sue. I think it's a really deep teaching that could go a long way. I'm trying to think like Bob does of a story that would have to do with us. I mean, look at it this way, okay? Gideon, as you mentioned, I don't know anything much of anything about Gideon, but Gideon was, I guess, the least in his family. Look at David, who was the least of all of his brothers who were in the army, who were warriors. And David was out there watching the sheep, right? Tending flocks of sheep. But he practiced his sling and was able to get really good, strong enough where he basically took out Goliath and cut Goliath's head off with Goliath's own sword, which weighed probably about almost as much as David did. So David was the least, but see, what God does is he will use the least among us, like David, like Gideon, and to tell his story and to be his representatives on this earth. It's like, don't ever sell yourself short. You could be the least among you, but yet be somebody that God has favor on and has an anointing on in your life to go forward and do great things in the name of God.
Okay.
I mean, think about it. We can do great things. Sue's favorite scripture, greater things than these will you do. Greater things and more things and greater things will you do. And I think that's true. I know it's true. And it's like, what are those things going to be? Whatever you yield yourself to God and say, okay, God, use me. I'm a usable vessel. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Keep filling me so that that spirit life, that Zoe life within me, the spirit life can flow through me and out to everyone I'm with. Everyone I'm with. It's not work. It's God's spirit life in us that will speak and will talk to people and lay hands on people and heal them and preach to them and talk to them and proclaim things of God. That's what I got out of the teaching so far, Sue. Thank you for it. I really appreciate it. It's excellent. Bob, I hope you can take this thing and run with this one. This is a really good teaching, and I'm always blessed by your take on it. Okay.
Well, thank you, Bruce, and Sue. Thank you. It's great to be back after a whole week away.
I know.
This is, you know, the time to have our spirit refreshed with a beautiful teaching. And I love the whole concept of how the supernatural becomes natural. And, you know, I love the idea of God looking down upon us, you know, and as he created, you know, the universe with his love, he's looking down upon us with love. And also this degree of wonder in all of his billions of creations, each one different. But each one is receiving his light. And there's a magnificent light that's on the other side of the divide that is the mystery. It's the supernatural is there, but that supernatural light that is God comes to us, and he created a sun for us to create light that we can use, a transduced light from the light of creation into the light we receive from the sun. And you know, we can look up as he's looking down upon us. We can look up. And by looking up and receiving that light and that love, we're actually are looking in, because we are both above and below. And by looking in, we we actually find him. We can find him by looking up and marveling at his light, but we looking in, we find him as well. And as we find him, that supernatural becomes us. It's right there, as close as your own heart. And it's with this recognition we know that, in fact, he is always with us, because it couldn't be any other way. Without the animating, you know, presence of God, we can't even take a single breath. And so he must be with us always, or we'd stop breathing. But with that breath, right, it's and with our awareness of his presence in us and our faith and our praise, we can become anything. That animating presence is unlimited, and as Bruce was saying, you know, that even the least among us can become anything, including the supernatural.
That's good, Bob.
That's good.
That's right on the money.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. And you know what, Sue? Bob, when you were talking, you reminded me that man looks at the outside, but God looks at the heart, which is on the inside of us. And that's where I think you were going too, Bob, when I heard you say something that prompted that in me. Because, you know, Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's huge, you know. I will be with you always, mm-hmm. even until the ends of the earth. That assurance that we have, that we're never going to be alone. We're never alone. We always have God with us. And if you've received Christ, mm-hmm. you've got him on the inside of you in the person of the Holy Spirit, which made your spirit alive. And that's beautiful. Thank you, Bob. I love what you said. Even though I was called away for a moment for intel, I still heard, I think, most of it. So, Sue, great teaching. This is getting really good. And you're getting into a lot of very deep aspects of relationship. And it's all about relationship mm-hmm. with God, not just saying a few verses or saying a few words or I heard this or I went up and spoke this. It's about relationship. God created man not only that he could love, or that God could love, but that we could turn around and love God.
Mm.
You know, not by anything that was a robotic, not by anything. He gave us free will, but he wanted us to use that free will to love God and love people. So what do you think of this teaching, Sue? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're going to love where I'm going
to.
Yeah. You're going to love
where I'm going to where you're going to go with it? Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Kitty cat
song? So remember kind of. So remember that the teaching is called An Encounter with God.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be with you always.
Yeah.
And I love what Bob said about, you know, it's the ability to receive the light and the love and to be open to how God is with us always. And not only with us, but it's through everything that we're experiencing. And I've mentioned this before, but it's what was roaring up to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was having one of the most challenging moments of my life. I mean, deep challenge. And I was about ready to go and do my daily movement intensive practice out on my porch. And there, lying on the porch, was this little yellow this little imagine like 2 inches long. No, not even 2 inches, like an inch and a half long. And there she was. But this is really a story I want you to be thinking about when this happened to you. And there she was. She was just, she was basically, she looked like she was dead. And I went, oh, my gosh. I mean, I had two things. I went, oh, my gosh, my heart hurt. And then the next thing, I was like, oh, my gosh, I've got to get going. I'm doing this. So I held her, and I was with this little bird for about a half an hour, and I set her on the table, having to pry off her. Her feet
legs
were holding on to my finger. Yes, her feet were holding on to my finger so tight that it was like I've never felt so much strength on any part of my hand ever before, and trying to get her feet off my finger took like 5 minutes. It was really intense. She's like, please don't let me go. Please don't let me go. And I said, okay, I'm going to just set you on the table, and you're going to watch me do my incredibly fast dance routine. So she sat there, and all of a sudden she starts, after about 10 minutes, bouncing up and down. Like, literally, she was moving with me. To make a long story short, she eventually flew away. And it made me so happy. And I had taken pictures of her because she was incredibly light. Turns out she was like the weight of a ping pong ball.
Yeah.
So here I am in the darkest hour of my life. And this little bird comes, and I take care of her. And then I go out to this park, 250-acre park on the water. And I see this woman who's a birder, and I said, do you know what kind of bird this is? This is like
And you showed
a week
her your
later.
Phone picture.
Okay, we don't need your, I don't need any comments from you right now. Let me just stay in the story, okay? And so I showed her the picture, and she said, yes, go over to that group over there. And I showed it to this woman, and she said, oh, yes, that's a yellow warbler. So I had this connection with this little bird, and Bruce and I, this was what, maybe 5.5 years ago, her spirit, and this is what reminded me of this teaching. If you're looking, if you're curious, if you notice how God has graced you with something so pure and innocent, turns out, we've been researching and researching and researching. She's like literally 9 ounces. She flies, what is it, 5,000 miles every year. She lasts for 10 years. She can live to 10 to 12 years. She flies up into the atmosphere 5,000, 6,000, sometimes even 8,000 feet at night. This little bird, and that applies to all of us. She doesn't think what she can't do. You would never think a tiny little bird that's only like 9 ounces could have the stamina. She had really thick
wings. And actually,
wings.
Sue, it was 9 grams. She's 9 grams.
9 grams, right, yeah, she's 9 grams. Thank you, that was valuable. 9 grams, you would never think. And that's being presented to us all the time when we look at each other and you go, look at the heart of this person named Sherry. I wonder if she's hearing this. Look at the heart of this person named Kat. Look at the heart. Look at these people that are coming to a call to learn about sovereign AI and meta thresholds. Look at the people that are rising and coming to the call to step into supernatural understanding of who they are, of what's around them, of opening their awareness and their consciousness to the possibilities that God is saying, help me shape the highest possibility. And if you open your heart And if you encounter God, like Bob said, you know, receiving the light and the love and being open to the wonder that's moving through you, around you, looking for it. Looking for it. It's the most incredible thing. You can't believe, you start thinking, what else am I not seeing that is incredible? What the way our systems work, the way the RV is working, the way we're all here after 10 years, that's a wonder. That's cosmic glue. That's called love. Love will always be with you. And it's how you put your attention on that. I will always be loving you. Is how it also could be said. I'm always loving you. I'm always loving you. And when you get that inside you, and you're not dependent on getting it from outside of you, but you can share it because it's so deeply inside, supernatural love, that's when the world will change. And that's why I love this teaching, because I thought it really highlighted all the love that God distributes, and you just have to be looking for it. So those are my thoughts.
Well, that's great, Sue. I love that story. I never get tired of hearing the story of No Peeps.
I know, No Peeps.
She's just the most beautiful little yellow bird and so cute and just... Man, so little. You know, people say, well, how much does a gram weigh? Well, there are 28 grams in 1 ounce. So if you know how much an ounce weighs, 28 grams, this little bird is less than one-third of an ounce.
It's just when you try to compute, and we literally have, I mean, we exhaustively researched this bird out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Thank you, Terry.
Yeah.
And it's just what she can do just defies.
Yeah.
It just, and literally ornithologists say the same thing. It's not like us just loving this bird. It's like literally she is like this. You would never know about it unless you were digging deep into God's wonders.
That's right. That's
and
right.
She arrived on my doorstep as a messenger. And now I get to share her story. So that everybody else, and this is the amplification effect, so everybody else can, number one, love God, love themselves, but love the natural world. I was thinking about Bob and how he was going to receive this, who's always loved the natural world. The world around
Absolutely.
Us and how we're going to restore it.
Mm.
Earth, our loving Mother Earth. So that's my...
That's right. And Sue and I, if she lets me, if she lets me, I'm going to write a children's book about No Peeps with illustrations and everything.
Everything.
I know, but I wanted. But listen, thank you, Sue. I mean, that was really, really good. Thank you for that teaching. And I'll tell you what, let's move from there right into prayer and praise. On this Tuesday, which is called Giving Day. Today, December 2nd, is Giving Day. And I'll talk more about that in my segment. I was just trying to make sure that I got it out before Jeannie mentioned it today, which Jeannie's laughing at me now, which she might have said. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I know. Okay, here we go. This is from Scott. Tonight's prayer goes out to all those in the Big Call universe. You've maintained for so many years, others a shorter time, but you still stand and seemingly remain. How about, let's just say, remain as I do. There's no seeming. Sorry, Scott. You are remaining. I saw a short film last week on God's celestial clock. It's amazing how exact God's timing has been. And now for us, it's no different. We're all a part of God's celestial clock. If you can listen to the worship song called So Will I, it's utterly amazing. In just by, I'm reading what I'm seeing here. God speaking all began. I pray you listen. It will change your perspective. Much love. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Thank you, Pastor Scott. Thank you very much for that. Yeah. Excellent.
And this is from Jeannie. As we begin, as we begin December, a brand new month, we pray that God protects us and blesses us over every area of our lives. Life is pretty hectic this time of year. Help us with any challenges that we might face. Remove and clear any obstacles in our paths. Please guide us and watch over our loved ones. Let breakthroughs happen this month that have been delayed, open doors that have been shut, fulfill promises we've prayed for months or even years. Let December be a month where long-awaited answers begin to build. Psalm 65:1. With such beauty and confidence, you crown the year with abundance. We are in the Advent and Christmas season, 25 days of the Advent season, November 30th to December 24th. Christmas season, December 25th to January 11th. Advent candles, typically 3 purple and 1 pink, symbolize hope, peace, joy, and love as Christians prepare for Christmas. Mm-hmm. A 5th white Christ candle lit on Christmas represents the birth of Jesus. This last weekend, the 1st purple candle was lit for hope. The long one, Jeannie. Okay. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Proverbs 23:18. Surely there is a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Heavenly Father, today the Big Call family is praying for all the leaders and millions of listeners for all their prayer requests, Pastor Scott's health and healing, hope for this RV blessing and MedBeds ASAP, President Trump's health, his family, his cabinet members. We pray for Sarah Beckstrom's 20-year-old National Guard who was shot on 11/26/25 in D.C., died from the injuries. Rest in peace. We pray for Andrew Wolf, the 2nd National Guard that was shot, still fighting for his life. World peace. Everyone have a blessed week, and hope and pray we get the RV 800 number very soon and be great stewards with a special blessing. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. That was really good. And one bit of good news, Sue, is that Andrew Wolf, who was the 2nd National Guardsman who was shot, has made a slight comeback from very critical condition to serious condition. So his parents, it is good. And his parents have asked for prayer for him. So I'm going to pray right now a short prayer for Andrew Wolf, the National Guardsman who has survived and hopefully will make a very good comeback. Lord God, bless Andrew, bless those who are praying for him, and bring him around completely where he did indicate a thumbs up that he could hear, he could wiggle his toes. He's making a comeback, Lord God, and I want him to be a blessing for all of us to make it all the way through, to be fully and totally restored and healed In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So thank you, Sue, for that opportunity. And I'll have some good information to give you guys tonight in my segment. I'm looking forward to it, really. Sue, thank you for that. Let's see where you have us tonight. I know we're between, you're not a call seven. Your first class was last night. Not a class seven. Not a call. Not a class seven. First was last night. The next one will be tomorrow night.
Yes.
And so we're right in between them. So tell us what you want to about that and anything else that we should be aware of tonight.
Thank you so much, Bruce. I'd love to talk, and this is going to go, and it's very important that we go beyond the surface, but it'll be short. And there's something that's really showing up, and I want everybody to have their pens out, because if you get grounded in what I'm going to say, it's just going to help our new world come into being that much more securely and with more stability. So the class that I'm doing right now is called Not a Class 7, Meta Thresholds, Becoming a Timeline Leader in a Rapidly Emerging World. So my passion, and these are things that I've been involved with for the past 32 years and longer, has been studying, you know, brain science, cognition, consciousness science, all these kind of emerging science and system sciences. I like to go out and tiptoe around what's emerging. And because of that, for the past 10 years, I've been around a lot of scientists and people that are involved in AI and kind of looking at it and studying it. I'm just going to quickly give you a taste of something very powerful that we did last night, and it's going to relate to my offer for this evening. And that is, number one, the most important thing you can do for your future, which is what we design into everything we create, is to create an inner architecture, and I mean this, inner architecture of stability and safety. Now, why am I saying it like that? Because most people are being shaped and have been shaped from the outside. They don't know what's called interoceptive awareness. What do I feel when that person says this to me? How do I self-soothe and self-create a sense of safety inside myself? Why is this important? Why is he saying this? Because we've developed a program called Designing Your Best Future that takes neuroplasticity in Christ, in other words, how to wire your nervous system. Please write this down. You want to be paying attention to how people's nervous systems, their breathing, how they regulate themselves. Can they be self-regulated even when they're going through a lot of change? Is their heart open? And Designing Your Best Future is a program that we created so that you get to go through, realize it's like, okay, I'm getting money, and nobody's thinking about, you're literally going to have to create a whole new ecosystem around yourself. That's no joke. And if you haven't been an entrepreneur before, and you've got to set up all new systems, we design this so that you can just have a map, get your body calm, know what you're going through, be able to literally feel like that inner Christ in you is saying, I'm with you always. I've got you. And these are the steps you're going to be walking through. When your nervous system knows what you're encountering or has a preview and you can adjust it, your body relaxes. You get grounded in the new things you're going to have to be doing. So I'm going to read you a couple of testimonials, actually. Hello, Sue. Thank you for your very professional DYBF course. I was mind blown with all the fantastic information. And yes, I did take very good notes to constantly refer to, and that will help me with my military 33 years of experience. I'm very hyper, I multitask often, and I'm always busy nonstop. Okay, so I'm just going to stop there for a second. Because this is really, if that resonates to who you are, there's a lot coming out now, and it's just going to accelerate around people that have experienced trauma, and everybody had trauma. I don't care how great you think your life is. The goal with designing your best future, and why this guy was really taken, especially as a veteran, that he's very busy, is because you're going to get to loosen the neural architecture that had you striving and being busy and distracting yourself and not being at peace. And you're going to gradually let that go so that you can walk into this life and not be driven, compulsive, scattered, disconnected from your emotions, disconnected from yourself. We have a self-abandonment crisis in our world. That's if I were to say really what it is, we have self-abandonment and we have a lack of emotional literacy. It's a serious, serious thing. So I don't want to look at myself. I don't want to go there. I don't want to have intimacy. Our relationships are suffering because people are just trying to escape their pain through work, through this, through that. And you know what I'm talking about. I don't need to say the things. And especially when it gets into, oh my God, I've got to do this for God. Everybody's going to spin out because their body never had a baseline of, oh, I can do a lot of things through Christ. Not, I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me, but there's a way to do it so your body isn't in a hyper alert, hyper drive way. You know, and that's what, if you look around at people, think about when you're going to church and how they're talking. Do they seem calm and loving but a little bit energized, or do they seem like they're talking really fast because there's just so much coming at them and they don't know how to design out of that? Think about that. Think about how you're probably taking that on as normal. So I have one more to read. We created designing your best future so that you could do it step by step and not be so overwhelmed. This is what another person said. I always get millions of dollars worth and beyond from your classes. Actually, there's no value because it's all of Christ. I thought that was cool, right? So this is, designing your best future is kind of like your reset point. Why is it a reset point? Because we're taking neuroscience, and this is what the technical neuroscientists are out there saying. They're saying, if you're not retraining your nervous system and doing something like meditation, or we did a grounding exercise in the class last night, which is about getting your, and this is being studied by a lot of people in different universities around grounding your energy into the earth so you have contact. It's called bioelectric grounding. And if you don't do that, you're going to be fragmented. So we take things that are scientifically peer-reviewed in our courses, and we give them to you as tools so you can integrate the depth of that with Christ, with 10 years of being exposed to all the people that Bruce and I have been exposed to, and how they're designing their projects, and how they're moving through, and what they're knowing about not to take on from the Wells Fargo Premier Bankers. Sorry if there are any Wells Fargo Premier Bankers out there listening to this. But you want to be scaling your life in a rhythm that works with you, not tearing around, buying things, doing this, being overwhelmed because you don't have an internal map and focus. So ask yourself this question, because my passion is having people having a new, stabilized, love-based, Christ-based world come into being. And you can't do that if your nervous system can't learn. And you can't do it if your nervous system is fragmented and stretched all over the place. And Lord knows, we have people that, if you thought, I love this quote, you know, don't, well, actually, I'm going to skip that quote. The point is, if you need to say to yourself, do I feel stretched in this? Do I feel grounded in this? Or do I feel like I need to internalize so I have a calm, confident, and Christ-guided approach to moving through this next chapter in my life so I feel supported? Designing your best future is so that you walk through these phases and you feel supported. You have a witness, you have a guide, you have somebody that's walking with you. And it's going to help you design and think about the key decisions you want to make. So it's very simple. You're going to be exposed to new financial systems. You're going to be exposed to upgrading your relationships. And you need all new relationships, your current relationships. Everybody's going to be going through an upgrade. And your nervous system doesn't necessarily love all that change. This is to ground you. So you're learning and getting grounded and stable, coming home to yourself in Christ so that you can know how to move through all this. And wouldn't you like to feel like I'm at home in myself and I have all this wonderful new approach that I can bring to the world, but I'm not stressed about it? Wouldn't you love to have that feeling? Wouldn't you love to be like, it's just like breathing air and oxygen? It's so normal for you. You're not afraid of it. So if you'd like to have that depth, that serenity, and yet that excitement at the same time, like serene with excitement and joy, and you want to know what you need to do, send us an email while you can. Let me say how this is going to look. Send it tonight, because I'm teaching my class tomorrow night. Send it tonight to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put DYBF100. Put your name and your telephone number, and I'll be working on those tomorrow morning into tomorrow afternoon. Thank God I've got most of my class structure all done. Because listen to Bruce's intel. This is your peer, 10-year researched, emerging science, proven to work. You've heard the testimonials. People say they've never experienced transformation like they do in these classes. Do you want to feel calm? Do you want to get it in your nervous system? You want to be able to learn well? That's your question. And if you want that, you email us and we'll do our best to get to you. So That's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. And, of course, as always, put your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email and let Sue know if you have PayPal or you don't have PayPal.
And I said
it's $100.
And it's $100. Yeah, thank you. For four classes. Yep. For four.
That's
$25.
Right. All four classes.
For the year. Right. It's going to take you through a year of development. The Developmental ARC Program. Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Sue. All right. Always finishing up, like getting all the deets in there. Yep. Thank you, Sue. That's really good. And I'll try to remind everybody about DYBF 100. Exactly.
Thank you.
I'll remember. I've got a lot to cover tonight, but I'll get to it. All righty. Wow. Thank you, Sue. I always enjoy that. I love the testimonials, too. Speaking of testimonials, Bob, Sue and I both love, and everybody loves the testimonials that everybody writes in to Boomers about some of these cool products that we have. And anything else that you want to tell us tonight, refresher about the sale, anything else, we're open and ready to hear.
Thank you, Bruce. And yeah, so Bruce, yesterday we received a shipment of Boomer Boost from our supplier in Miami, and we decided, since that happened, we would add Boomer Boost to the 25% off sale that we're having. And
excellent.
So almost all of our products are on sale right now. You know, this is the holiday time, and you get 25% off. You don't have to buy one to get one half off or anything like that. If you only want one, you can just get one and still get the discount. Boomer Boost has just been added to that list, and we've been getting a lot of phone calls over the last few months. When are you going to put Boomer Boost on sale? And today's the day. So I'll just tell people a few things, you know, about Boomer Boost. If you're new to the show, you haven't heard about it. This is a product that we've had for 15 years, and it was designed to help people to not have to have 20 bottles of vitamin pills on the top of their refrigerator that they have to open up and try to swallow all those pills. And this is a powder that has 66 different ingredients in it. And it's scientifically created to be a comprehensive nutrition product. And so it has vitamins and minerals, and it also has amino acids, which are the building blocks of proteins. And it also has a lot of different antioxidants in order to keep your inflammation down. And it has what are called branched-chain amino acids, which are really great for helping people to build muscle. And it has a compound called coenzyme Q10, which is really great for your energy. Coenzyme Q10 is a major catalyst. It's an enzyme that helps to produce energy from your food, and also has a really important compound called phosphatidylcholine, which helps to make up the membranes of your cells, your cell walls, and it helps to keep them very flexible, and as a result, it helps keep different tissue in your body that needs to be flexible, like your arteries. It helps to keep them very elastic, so it's easy for them to expand when your heart beats, and it's a really great compound for helping with people's blood pressure. And all different kinds of compounds that are really great for your heart. This is a product that anybody that wants to protect their heart, help to prevent having heart disease, or if you have heart disease, you can use this product for pretty dramatic recoveries. We've had a number of people that, if I was to tell you their name, you'd know who they are, famous people that have used Boomer Boost after having had a heart attack to help to restore themselves. It's a very comprehensive, very potent, super nutrition product. And as you can imagine, it's hard to make. We've had the same company make this product for us for 15 years, and they're the only ones that will make it. And they were quite surprised when we first asked them to make it, having never had a request from a company that sells nutrition products to make something this complex. And before we even got our first sample to try it, it took an entire year for the formulator to put it together. And we're really grateful now that, you know, many hundreds of thousands of canisters later, we're still able to get it and be able to have it on sale for people today. I'll just tell you, Bruce, we got a lot of testimonials because it's been a full week. But here's a testimonial we got about our collagen product. And this lady wrote in, "My hair started coming out on the top of my head. And so I got some collagen, and I've been taking it for 3 weeks. My hair is growing back, and I'm so happy. I've been trying other products, but nothing was working. Thanks, Boomers."
That's great.
That's a very, very interesting testimonial. You know, collagen is the most abundant protein in the human body. And as you age, you make less of it. And so it's a really good idea to, you know, get a top quality collagen product. It's one of the, you know, essential things that you should have as part of your overall health. So here's another testimonial that came in, Bruce. This one, let me just see here. This one's about Boomer Boost and barley combined together. This person wrote in, "Since hearing the great testimonials of others with rapid recoveries of various issues, surgeries, etc., I now suddenly recall my rapid recovery from a complete right hip replacement in 2023 at 79 years of age. I walked out of the hospital that day with no restrictions. I could have gone back to work the very next day. My therapy was called off. Now I'm saying thanks to Boomers."
Wow, that's amazing.
Imagine 79 years old, he gets a hip replacement and walks out the same day. And, you know, people go through rehab for months afterwards. A lot of people have to go live at rehab centers, right?
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. Not this guy.
God, that's amazing. 79. That's awesome.
Yeah. Here's a testimonial that came in about Myotrol. This is a woman. You got to hear this. She goes, "I cannot think unless I take Myotrol. It makes the world come alive again, and I can see much better now." Now, you know, when Myotrol was first created, and Eric Kurtz was telling us the different things that it was going to help with, and he also said, "Don't be surprised if it helps with a lot of other things that we didn't design it to work for." And he said, when you make an epigenetic reprogrammer like Myotrol, it tends to help express genes in sets, not just one gene at a time, but groups of genes. He said, so even though we've targeted it at muscle and energy and brain-derived nootropic factor, it's going to help with a lot of things. And part of it is this, Bruce, you know, targeting the genes that are involved in the production of energy helps every single cell in your body. It helps all of your tissue. It helps every one of your organs, everything, including your eyes. Because our body is partly an electric body. We have trillions of electrons that are moving around, jumping from atom to atom, molecule to molecule, transforming our bodies a trillion times a second with this motion of electrons. And a lot of them are produced inside your mitochondria in your cells. They're being thrown off of, you know, from the Krebs cycle in what they call the electron transport chain. And when you take Myotrol, you're helping every single cell in your body. And whether it's, you know, helping your brain so that you can think better, or if it's actually helping your eyes. Here's under, I got another one, Bruce, about Myotrol. This came in. This man wrote in, says, I can feel muscles forming in places that I have not had them in years. This product is amazing. And you know,
great.
He's right about that. And another guy wrote in literally just today, he's taking Boomer Boost and Barley together. I'm a young 72-year-old thanks to Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley. I take it every day. Thanks. And these are from this, just in this particular platform, Bruce, we now have 3,911 of these testimonials. And before we started using it, we had over 500 testimonials in Trustpilot. Mm-hmm. And so we're closing in on 5,000 of these testimonials.
That's right. Terrific.
And Bruce, that's the I'm not going to read all the testimonials we've got because a lot of them came in a week's time.
And, okay.
So that's what I wanted to say for tonight. And remember, we put the Boomer Boost on to the sale. And you can get it right online, or you can give us a call. Stephanie and Lucy will be answering the phones tomorrow, and they'll be happy to help you.
Thank you, Bob. That's excellent. I loved hearing about Boomer Boost and the 66 active ingredients in it. And, you know, it's just a perfect complement for the barley. And I've been doing it for, 10 and a half years now, Bob, I guess?
And, I think that's it.
That's it. And I love it, and I still drink it in a powder form along with lignans and premium probiotics. And it's actually sort of the foundation of establishing good health. And I appreciate that. And the Myotrol is a real bonus. To have Myotrol, and a lot of testimonials are coming in about how people feel after they take it and what it does for them. So I'm enjoying taking that as well, of course. So let's see. How do you get to Bob's site? First, go to BigCallUniverse.com. That's my site. And when you get on BigCallUniverse.com, at the top you'll see a banner that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's site. So click on it. It takes you right into Bob's website. And you can go through and just literally look through every product that is there, and almost every product is 25% off right now. So like Bob said, you don't have to buy one, get one half off. You know, this way you can just buy one or two or three or whatever, you know, to get the 25% off on it. And Boomer Boost is on sale, included. It wasn't until today. Boomer Boost was not on sale at 25% off, but it is now. So if you haven't made that order yet, do it and get everything. Your Boomer Boost, your barley, everything except Myotrol is just, it's too valuable to put on sale right now. All of these are valuable, but the Myotrol, we have to have tens of thousands of more Myotrol coming in before Myotrol will probably ever go on sale. It may never go on sale. And you know what? It's not going to matter. We still get it. We use it. And it's something that we'll use all of the time. And I think that's wonderful. So Bob mentioned that Lucy and Stephanie will be on the phones tomorrow. So it's usually a very good day, Wednesday and Friday, after the big call. They tend to get more calls. But the phone number that you use is on the website, but it's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. So be sure to keep that in your phone, you know, and you'll have it when you go to the website. Most people put their orders together online in their cart, and probably 98-99% of the people do it. Some of us call, and if you do call and you don't get somebody pick you up right away, then leave your name and phone number and they'll call you back. Simple as that. And they do. And, you know, Stephanie's called me back about half the time I get her, and the other half the time I'll leave my name and phone number and she'll call me back. In my case, I don't even have to leave my phone number because she knows it. But it works out really well. So take advantage of it during the sale. Take advantage of it. It's a great, great thing. All right, guys. Today's December 2nd. President Trump today, in one of his two press conferences that I caught today, called this Giving Day. So we're going to start our intel off with why Giving Day. This is a day, evidently, that's been coined for people that are giving, donating to people. All of the things that we're looking to do is kind of part of it. But happy Giving Day. All right, so what keyed this off today was Michael and Susan Dell. Michael and Susan Dell of the Dell computer fame. They made a decision to give $6.25 billion with a B, $6.25 billion to 25,000 children under the age of 10 with a $250 deposit in each account. This will be administered through the U.S. Treasury. You set up accounts for these children so that when they get to the age of 18, they'll have money that's been invested for them, and they'll be able to access money for education, also possibly to open a business or possibly a home. But whatever that money is going to be used for, it's the first time really anything quite like that has been done on this large scale. It's a really cool idea. This is a separate program from the $1,000 that's in the Big Bad Beautiful Bill that was passed that will go to newborns. And I don't know what the start date on that is, but newborn babies will be receiving $1,000 in an account that will be used basically for the same thing. Now, what President Trump said today, and also Michael and Susan Dell spoke about they have other people. President Trump obviously is well connected, knows a lot of multimillionaire and billionaires, but he ain't seen nothing yet in terms of what we are going to be. But he knows all about it, so it's not a surprise to him. But many more people will probably give into that program for children so that they can have monies. They'll learn how this money grew. They'll learn about compounding. They'll learn something about stock markets. They'll learn about investments. And they'll have some financial wherewithal. They'll understand it. We weren't taught all this stuff in school. We didn't get jack anything. We didn't learn how to even keep a checkbook. Of course, we learned to add and subtract and multiply and divide, which kids don't know today. But we learned all that. We could do it in our heads. But the good news is that that foundation is going to be there for children. All right? Enough about children. Well, not really. But what about us? Well, I'm going to cut now to what I heard this afternoon later this afternoon, about we had one of our contacts in the U.S. Treasury contact my handler and said that we would be receiving our $2,000 tariff dividends in January, starting somewhere between the 1st and the 3rd, around the 3rd of January, we should start receiving those. And remember, those are going to oldest people first. So I don't know how many they're going to get out right away in the first week or so of January, but that's when it's due to start, somewhere around the 3rd of January. Also, the Doge payments. Remember Doge? Those Doge payments could be substantial. That's also supposed to start after the 3rd of January. Okay? Now, we're also supposed to get a heads up about that between the 1st and the 3rd. So there should be some kind of announcement. I don't know if it'll be Scott Bessent, whether it'll be President Trump or both, or who it'll be. But somewhere in the 1st of January to the 3rd, we're going to hear about those two activities, those two programs, Doge payments and tariff dividends. And we're supposed to hear between the 1st and the 3rd about no more income taxes. Well, guess what? That is something we've been looking for a while. It's part and parcel of NASARA. So I think we're going to be bringing out more aspects of debt jubilee and NASARA, but it might not start till January 1st through the 3rd. Okay? So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be really good. And I don't know this, but I'm going to say it probably means we won't have to file income taxes, or maybe we do, for 2025, but we shouldn't have to pay income taxes for at least this calendar year we're in now. So, but, and I am hearing that all forms of taxes, except the external revenue service, tariffs, all form of taxes, with the exception of a consumption tax, you know, which would be on new items, new goods. This is part of NASARA. Everything that would come in when you buy something new, there's like a 15% new consumption tax included in the pricing or inboarded in the price of new items and new goods, but not on used things, not on used homes, previously owned homes. It shouldn't be on food or medicine. You know, there's certain exemptions for it. But that's going to be a really good deal to get that. And theoretically, half of that 15% would go to the state that's collecting it. The other half would go to the federal government. But evidently, that's That's going to be part of our new program. So I'm looking forward to the rest of this month, and we should have a really good Christmas. And our Christmas, for those of us who have currency that are going to exchange and Zim that we're going to redeem, our Christmas should start, oh man, really soon, really soon. Now, let's go back into, okay, we've covered that. I don't have the latest on the increase in Social Security. I don't have that. I would not be surprised if it started in January, but I don't know that. Okay, that's just a question mark right now. I didn't get that. I got about Doge, and I got about the dividends, tariff dividends, and about no more income taxes. All right, so it makes sense that it would start in January anyway, for some reason it does. All right, now, what else did we receive? We sent a contingent of 15 representatives from the United States to Iraq yesterday afternoon with one stop en route to Baghdad. And they got there early morning. They met with Alok, who is the head of the Central Bank of Iraq. And they also met with Sudani, the Prime Minister of Iraq. And I don't know who else they met with, but those are the two key people. And they have decided with Iraq to put out a new international rate on the Iraqi dinar and pay all the back wages to their people at the new rate, and also pay back contractors that needed to be paid back pay. And they also were going to put that rate out so that it would be picked up to us, so that we in the United States now could see that new rate. And I just heard right after the start of the call tonight, I got another call. I had to get off my call and take it, but it was good because it said that Iraq was going to put out, or let's put it this way, they said the Iraqi dinar would be live tomorrow at 7 a.m., 7 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. Now, what we don't know is, was that Eastern time or Iraq time? I don't know that. I asked, but we didn't get it. So, the cool thing about that is, it looks like everything that I've heard from Thanksgiving on was pointing to us getting that contingent to Iraq, get everything done so that we would have a new international rate on the dinar, which, by the way, is not our rate. You guys should know that by now. Our rate is much higher, and we have a contract rate that is out of this world at the redemption centers only. So that's one reason we talk about the redemption center and using the 800 number to put it out. So the group that went over there to Iraq was successful in getting Iraq to do what they said they would do and put that out. And I believe we have a green light now from Treasury, from President Trump, from our military. Everything is lined up, and I believe there's nothing else to hold it up. I know that the quantum financial system is completely integrated globally with the blockchain technology, with the fintech system, with the SIPs, the cross-border internal payment system, which is SIPs. Everything is lined up with cryptocurrencies to back the value of the USN, our new dollar. Everything is lined up. And it would not surprise me if we got notifications to go for our exchanges either tomorrow or Thursday morning. One of our other sources said to us today, earlier this morning, said in 24 to 36 hours we should receive our notifications. Well, that would take us there by Thursday morning. And we could very well get notifications by email as early as tomorrow. I love the fact that we're going to have a new live dinar, Iraqi dinar, at 7 a.m. tomorrow. It's probably Eastern time. So that when the bankers go in and the redemption center leaders go in, they'll see it on their screens. They may have an email to that effect. I don't know that. That makes sense. But they would have emails to come into that would give them the latest update. That's what they have to do when they first get in there. And yes, on Thanksgiving Day, between noon and 2 p.m., all Redemption Center leaders in Canada and the United States had a conference call. And I told you guys last Tuesday, a week ago, that this was going to happen. And it did happen, and we didn't get any specific information about what was discussed. It was off limits to us. But I know it occurred, and I know that it happened on Thanksgiving Day, which was wild, I guess. But it was a good thing. And that meant that it had to have HSBC on, it had to have Wells Fargo on, it had U.S. Treasury on, and it was probably a good two-hour call. 2 hours. All Redemption Center leaders from the United States and Canada. Oh, Canada. I love Canada. Canada's great. It can be greater, and I think it will be greater. And I'm looking forward to that. So, all right, so where do we stand? We're looking good. We're looking very good. We're looking like we should be getting notified anytime within the next 36 hours. I think tomorrow would be fine with me. Let's get our notifications, let's set our appointments, and let's start exchanges on Thursday if possible. That's what I'm hoping. So we'll try to nail this down, and then we've got another call on Thursday night. Let's hope Thursday night is a celebration call. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. But I'm excited about the intel today. I'm excited for the children to getting these programs by Michael and Susan Dell, and by a lot of people. I would like all of us that can afford it to donate into that program for the children at some point, whenever we find out about it, whenever, you know, we find the particulars and how to do it and all that good stuff. I think we would be able to make a big difference. And that was for 25 million children. 25 million. And, we'll be helping children doing all kinds of things. But I love the idea of them being invested in the stock market, seeing what that's like, tracking that all the way through for 18 years or however old they are. Let's say they're 2 or 3 years old or 8 years old, and they're tracking it for 10 years, you know, till they're 18. And then they can turn those accounts evidently into IRA accounts or whatever. I mean, we'll see what they're allowed to do with that. That's a long way off. But I think it's a great program. And I like the fact that the government is giving $1,000 in a separate program to children that are just brand new babies. And I don't know when that starts, if it's retroactive at all. I have no idea on the particulars of that. It wasn't discussed. But I know that today in one of the press conferences, President Trump was talking very favorably about Iraq. And he said Iraq is going to be somebody very close to us. They're very much of an ally. And, you know, ever since we blew up the nuclear facilities that were trying to create nuclear bombs, nuclear weapons in Iran, ever since that, President Trump said Iraq is going to be, was in much, much better shape with us. And I think they've gotten the Iranian contingent out of Iraq. And one other little caveat, one other little thing with the ISO 200-2022, that evidently has been completed. Everything is good. We did lose maybe 54, I think, banks in the process. We probably lost some Tier 3, Tier 4 banks. But other than that, everything's going to roll right along. I think everything's fine, interconnected. I believe the deep state has been vanquished to the point where everything can move forward. That's really good news. So that's what I had to say in the way of intel tonight. So let's go ahead and thank everybody. I want to thank Sue for a remarkable call. Now, speaking of Sue, remember the DYBF, Designing Your Best Future 100, DYBF 100, that is going to take you throughout your first year after this goes for us. You should go ahead and grab it. It's only $100. Get it now. Send Sue that email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. integratedminds@hushmail.com, and put DYBF 100 in the subject line. Put your name and your cell number in the email, and then let her know if you have PayPal or not. I don't have PayPal. She'll create an invoice for you if you don't have PayPal. But if you do, let her know. It's $100. There are four classes, hour and a half each, total of 6 hours that you'll get as an audio link that you click on and can listen to just like you would any audio or video on your computer or phone. Okay? And you can listen to it over and over and over and over again. And it'll really be worth it. You guys need to jump all over that and send Sue those emails tonight. As soon as I pray us out, do it. Okay? Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Bob. Great idea. I love Boomer Boost on sale at 25% off, along with all the other products, except Myotrol and maybe one or two others. And it's a wonderful thing. So let's thank Jeannie. Excellent, excellent prayer request, praise report tonight. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Continued healing for you. And thank you, Doug, for all your help. And thank you, GCK. Thank you, Larry. And obviously, thank you, satellite team, the SAT team, for getting the call out all over the world. And thank you also, Big Call Universe. Last but certainly not least, thank you for listening to the Big Call for these 14 years that I've been doing the call. Bob and Sue have been with me for 10 to 10 and a half years. And it's amazing. I can't even almost remember a time before Sue and Bob were on the call with us. But it did exist in some form or fashion. You guys that have been listening for a long time know that. But thank you. Thank you, Big Call Universe. And I look forward to getting some good news. Hopefully it's tomorrow. It could be Thursday, but we heard within 24 to 36 hours, we should be receiving our notifications. So hang in there for that. Get ready to get the toll-free number. We will put it out on the website. When we get it, we'll send out emails. If we get it tomorrow, we'll send out the emails to everybody, and you guys can call and set your appointments, okay? All right, then maybe Thursday could be a celebration call, I hope. Let's pray the call out. Okay? And have a good night tonight. If I can make it, right? Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you for the day. Thank you for Giving Day. And thank you that you are the original giver of life and giver of love and giver of light. Thank you for everything that you've done to take us to this point. Thank you for taking us all the way over to the threshold of the RV into our new future. Thank you for all that you've done for us and for everyone that has helped and participated on the Big Call. We appreciate it. Thank you for Big Call Universe, and bless them, bless all of us, we pray. Bless President Trump, his cabinet, his family, everything. Keep them all safe, and just thank you for them all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, everybody. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you Thursday. God bless you.